As for what to begin with, as the Venerable Maitreya says in his ornament for clear realizations, describing this attitude of bodhicitta, he says the wish to attain perfect, complete enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings, for the benefit of others. So with that kind of attitude, with that kind of intention, we should set our motivation for listening to the teachings.
Oh yeah, that's it. Ani simje siyadya, shenden tup siyadya, ani. Shenji ten dundig is not jewala Kalakta. Shensi the Kachimbo Yimbachi Matona Shending dundig lo jigimare. Labardu, Semje siede, and it's our ninja ten, Jumwa Indi, tis our ninja de Sumana Hichani, Chanjuki Sem siede, ninja our ten, Jumwa Indi. Shella.
And so here, when we talk about giving rise to bodhicitta, or this mind of awakening, this attitude of wishing to benefit others, in order to have that desire to benefit others, we first have to sort of see them as important. If we don't value other sentient beings, we're not going to want to work for their benefit. And really, in order to give rise to this attitude of bodhicitta, we need to have compassion. It's said that the root of this is compassion. So our attitude of bodhicitta comes from having love for others, wanting them to have happiness, as well as an attitude of compassion, of wishing for them to be free from suffering. So this is how we are able to go about generating an attitude of bodhicitta.
Oh, yeah, that. Ani, karayimu, that. Jawaka san jazi. Sumanang Shinita, oh, great temper, that temper she dangy Nanga Karsa. Coatame Dumagi Zeran, Dewe Pombi, Rituki Simje Tamus, Coatame, Coatame, Givi Tame, Givi Tommy Tayomari, Coat, Gizan, Gila Samlotana, Tamia Tape, Halambe, Ye Cabo Gireta, Tommy Tame, what touch it to a 고이 찌를 삼로당은 고이 강사 개수시 고이 타마라 삼로당은 다 타마 샤투기요. 로아 다 고이 찌 타마라 삼로당은 아니 지젠 고이 지젠을 타메기 죽다 짱다 짱대고 셰버쳐 셰버 어스만 나신체니 지젠기 타 고이 찌 타마 아니 다 예메스는 되니 배티양 아니 샤가와 인디 잠을 고알라 타메와 어 딘디지기 남아 다 고와 타메 깨와 탐에 어 딘디지기 나라더니 아 코와 탐에 동아기 쩨라 서 딘디기 딱 코인네데 아 동아기 쩨라 신베 디네들 동아 바식 마도 대위감 내가 아 심정까지 동아를 친지로도 쉬네 아니 대화 짐바레 마도 여러 동아를 대화 짐에 친지로도 쉬네 대화 짐바레 마도 신 딘디기 코인네 생겼들 아 대위값지에 요 말에 그러 만족이 되어지야 돼. 전당 뭐말로 동아를 되어래. 만족이 삭제기 되어지여라. 어지 내가 직 이친보자우스 대 대화자우 이친보디 변의 세계 내 말로 속아 롱제 기 대화다. 되니 리기 초와 대화다. 생기 초와 대화. 그래서 내가 직 변 만족이 대위 뭐라 증기여도 대 뭐말로 되죠. 동아로 와 유이 동아로 와. 오 인상 강따장 딘디기 코인네들 대위 갑지에 요 말에 동아 바식 코알 깨 친절라 코알 내 친절라 내가 네 몸의 샤왕도 출친절라 아니 대위 감남이야 요 말에서 코와 통에 동아기 째라나 대외 폼비 리투기 심제 참소다 디나나다 드로리투기 심제 드로리투기 심제 남답에 코인내가 대위 감내고 오다 동아 바시게 나네 참대요 그래서 디스물
디식제다
아 코와 탐에 동아기 째라나
아니 디제
대외 폼비 대외 폼바
대외
폼비 리투기 심젠 참 다드니마 아체니 오다 다디 인지 삼바 딘제기 다 디네 대외 폼비르데 진지 짱이 마 파마는 테나다 다 디조 상망원에 차나 랑라 진제 샤다레 스둥아 바시긴나 대와 나 대외 코이 심젠 남 아니 삼로야 땅와이나 디조 상망 랑기 랑라 진지 짱이 진제 샤다기 파마 짱자레 진지 폼비 진지 짱 파마는 되는다 스타 고이 쩌라 동아 바시기 나데 데데 동아 바시마도 대위 깝체네 메비네 고이네 되나 진지 짱 파마는 되나 두스고 동아 바시기 나 진지 짱 파마는 되나다 아니 차당방에 젠진다 닝제 곰서다 디졸라테니 남샤 진두 아니 차당방에 로 디졸라 가시글라 차 가시글라 당 어 딘데기 배 녀링 차당기 되네 배 어다 뇌비 삼바다 차도다 딘데기 답에 디졸라 뇌비 삼바디조 파 빵네 아니 디조 제바 진비 젠징당 아니 닝제 고모레스 어디 어디 나신친다 디메나 딘데지 삼로메나 아니 샘제바니 샨데치리 양다 조비 창주데 라헤데 용예 요 마레스
So, as is described by the 7th Dalai Lama, Kelsang Gyatso, in his four types of mindfulness, here he has a verse which says that in this limitless prison of samsara, wander these six types of beings bereft of happiness. And in reality, these are all your kind mothers and fathers. So giving up attachment and hatred, cherish them and develop compassion. So here he describes samsara as being limitless. There is no beginning to the births that we have taken. Now when we talk about the end of samsara, we generally can't say that there is an end like in general. For individual beings, they are able to be liberated and thus end samsara. But when we talk about whether in general there is an end to samsara, this is one of those questions that the Buddha set that aside. So when we talk about samsara being limitless, this is really when we're talking about beginningless birth. And so since beginningless time, there have been these beings who have experienced this kind of prison of suffering. Within samsara, one only experiences suffering. Now, we might think like, oh, I have happy experiences, or there are things that satisfy my mind, and I experience these types of happiness. But really, those are just mistakenly grasping at things that are in the nature of suffering as being happiness. Those are really a contaminated kind of happiness. There's not any opportunity for real, genuine happiness within samsara. So we might feel like when we get some sort of nice clothing or some kind of food or shelter or something that is sort of satisfying to us, that is really happiness. But these are all just in the nature of the suffering of change. So we hold them to be that way, as if they were really pleasurable or happy, but in reality they are in the nature of suffering. And so long as we are born in samsara, from the point of taking birth in samsara, and particularly from the point of taking birth due to karma and our afflictions, we only experience suffering. So here, this gets into the second line of this verse, where it explains that in this sort of limitless samsara that's like a prison, these six types of beings wander, completely bereft of happiness. They are without any sort of genuine happiness. And not only that, they are only our kind mothers and fathers. When we really examine other sentient beings, we can't point to a single one who hasn't shown us the sort of kindness of a mother and father. So regarding them in that way, as those that are sort of we view with affection, we should, as it continues, we should cherish those beings and develop this kind of attitude of compassion for them, recognizing the situation that they are in. So it is with this kind of contemplation that we can genuinely give rise rise to bodhicitta without really thinking about this and developing compassion in this way. There's no way that we can, as Maitreya says, give rise to this attitude of wishing to achieve perfect, complete enlightenment for the benefit of other sentient beings. To generate that attitude of wanting to benefit other beings, we have to really think along these lines.
Oh yeah. 딘데 인자한다? 딘데기다 코알 참 데비 리주기 심젠 둥아기 나 나데와라 아니 아 땅 남조 남 남샤 진두 아니 가래인 거 아 다 미 산제다 자주 심바 남기니 둥아기 나와라 미세바 슈친 거 요래 어 가래 빈젠 가래에서나 아 젠젠진기 로데 Rwa, nanzo la rang jin zingi lo de shuk chewa yin zang, shen dunga yin narwa la yang diga zigi misiba yo ma re. Rwa, sanje da chanju simba do nam la ni shen dunga yin narwa la misiba. Di kare se na shen jin zingi lo de shuk chewa yo ba yin. Ta kansa kashik la, ani shen dunga yin narwa, shen dunga yin narwa tong di, ani Misiba tizi yore de shukchenpo menaya misiba tizi tene chakdangi wangi, rwa, chakdangi wangi yungi yore. Rangi, rangi karso, rangi decho, rangi nyetu. O dindela rangi ta chobo nyetu, dindela dungagi nawa tong yongdi, ani misiba to. Shen dungagi nawa tong yongdi, ani dila tonang sina midu misiba kanyang meba. 어 딘데지 연구 아니 양 가식라니 동아기 나와 통나양 아니 다 심젠 동아기 나와 통나양 디 미세바 메비 강라디 아 가성로 가야 메바 신차가 저지 신저지 신동지 차마디 개초아요 말아지 차선 삼반마도 디 나신천이 심젠지 동아 나와라 통디 콜라 동아지 두 삼반마도 아니 믹세기 가초와 메와 다 가식라니 아니 shen dunga ki nawa tongde teni deba tsimba, yi tsimba, kawa. Oda di shedangi wangi. Oda dinte ina teni karasumre ta chanju ki sem siye di ningje chenpo, chanju ki sem yoye yoma, ningje chenpo yoye yoma. Ta di dinte ina, ta dinte ki lo de, ta ningje chenpo ju yewa la. Ngen tangbo, ani Shen dunga da chante jekura, shen dunga da chante jekura, shen siye de rang la, rang dang jewa yuebaji, rang dang jewa mebaji da sona, rang la ka chenpo mebaji tong sona, shen dunga da chante gilo da, shen den siye de yungu maare, shen den gilo jeyo maare. Shen siye de, shen simjen nam rang la ka chenpo yinba dang, rang la, rang di da karsure, Pendo Yongsi Jungkung Zhao Tongwa Yina Ani Tela Dunga Tela Shen Dunga Ji Nawala Ani Misio Ba Tang Te Chante Ki Lo Jegi Yore Dinti Yinzang Shen Siye De Ngen Tangpo Shen Siye De Rang Tang Jewa Yeba Ching Ngebar Tu Tsor Kore Jewa Yeba Tsam Tu Ma Siye Ani Rang La Te Shen Siye De Rang La Ka Ching Bo Yeba Ching Tsor Kore Yore Dunga Chante Lo Jewa
So here, as it says in this verse, these six types of beings are wandering within samsara, afflicted by various types of sufferings. They are bereft of happiness, or they are afflicted by these kinds of sufferings. And when Buddhas and Bodhisattvas view these beings, that is unbearable to them, to see others suffer in that way. So here, we have to ourselves kind of generate that sort of attitude. When we have an attitude like Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, where they cherish other sentient beings, they value them and they see them as important, then when those beings suffer, they're going to not be able to bear that suffering. They're going to want to be able to relieve that suffering, alleviate it in some way. Now, we might have, say, when we see someone suffer, have a little bit of a sense that, like, oh, may they be freed of their suffering, or have a little bit of that being unbearable. But most of the time, this is due to some kind of attachment or affliction on our part. When we see a relative or a friend or someone that we hold dear suffering in some way, we give rise for a wish for them to be freed from that suffering. But that, again, is connected with our kind of attachment to that person. Now, there are others where aware when they're suffering, we don't really pay much attention to us. It's sort of like we might even look at someone else that is suffering and think of them not even as a sentient being. Sort of think of it as like, oh, there's a tree or something, that's not having the sense that they're actually able to experience suffering. And even, say, beyond that, sort of worse than that, we might actually feel a kind of satisfaction when certain people suffer. Like when we see our enemies or those that we dislike, we might feel satisfied or happy at that kind of suffering. So if we want to really generate this attitude of bodhicitta, again, this wish to achieve perfect, complete enlightenment for the benefit of others, or give rise to this attitude of great compassion, which is the root of that attitude of bodhicitta, we have to get rid of that kind of sense of distinguishing between others. And this is then, we have to generate a kind of attitude that values, cherishes other sentient beings. So the wish to free them from suffering comes from first recognizing that other sentient beings are connected to you. We see other beings as valuable or as important because we recognize, say, that they are the source of all benefit, all happiness, all good things come from others. So based upon kind of seeing a connection between ourselves and others, and also coming to cherish and value them based upon recognizing their suffering, this is how we are able to eventually give rise to great compassion and bodhicitta. Without that, so long as we're sort of still under the control of our self-cherishing attitude and don't value and cherish others, there's no way to generate those kinds of attitudes.
Oh yeah, then then so, xian yi du wong wa, xie de ma tong wa yin na, xian yi, xian la yi wong gi, ma zong nam ji, ma xie ting ten, ani ting so yi wong xie ji yor la yi wong. Sim jian tam jian yi du wong wa, lo jing ma jian na, sim jian tam jian la nyang yi. Rwa rangi nye nidu la yidu ngungi lo yoba tse zangunchi yangna rangi pama la pama dang rangi bugu ye na bugu dang rangi binja ye na binja la yidu ngungwa tongwi lo diga zizi shukji xian la pa da pe kapo gyui ka la diga zizi mena ane simjian tamjala mipi ningjian, simjian tamjian dunga da chante ki lo, a xiandian dungde ki lo, siyate tini karsula, ningjian da siyate tini jie yomare. Tinte yinzang, kuwa tamme dunga chingi jian, kasa, chakdang baane, jianzing da ningjian gom, yunzang kare se na, cikjian shiba di karsa, chingi jangwe pama nam tena da, 차단방에 젠징당 닌제 곰스 디졸라 아니 차단방에 시디 랑 마가스 디졸라 베 셰당 당와체 아니 겨제체 직득게 바 나셈다 네슨 참마체 랑 마가스 랑기 대바메시 칸사스나 민도 촐라 아니 녜몽 가족다 차 차바다 당와다 차바스나 다 차바란다 요 말 칸다다 당와다 차도다 네슨다 직득다 오다 근진다 참마 디졸레체 랑에 랑라 가솔 랑 가시 초텔라 차시 초텔라 차바티스 초텔라 아니 양 대 하장 차차니 어 디조 딘제 제바 이나티니 에 닌제 께서 메바 인장 심제 탐제 이두 마통와 인장 아니 닌제 께서 요마레 인장 차당 방네 아니 셴라 젠진다 어로 랑 랑기 녜니 둘라 젠진 칸데지 요가 테나시 셴라야 아니 에 다 리두기 심제 탐제라 젠진 공스 어디 공 괴비 균젠 카레스나 디조 참모 진제 샤다레스 고레 어 진지 장미 파마남 테나 다 시디 디조 참마 아니 랑기 진제 샤다레스 고레 카에스나 랑기 답에 마첸 용와 양나 에 기위신이 첸 용와 마 체뇽와 초보 체뇽와 아 양나 랑라 텐도 중견기 답에 강사 체뇽와 샤다 짱짱레스 오 딘데 인자 티도 랑라 까진 쟁 인자 티도 참마 체 딜라 깨워치 가서 도이나 수원나 깨지 폐배 뭐 마시바 대포네스 깨지 폐네 뭐 마시바 짬레 마도 체나마라 랑기 마체 제비 심제 요레 다체 나밍나마라 제비 랑라 까딘젠지 심제양 망보 요래 워 딘데인자 디조 참마 차당다 젠진 가르소레 납셈 냅셈 께시 유 말에 디조 참마 찌 아 가르소래다 젠징당 아 닝제 곰시 유래서 디스 딘데 인당 딘데 지삼로 땅내다 대양아니 아니 아 직된 대화 친예바 되게 현대 될래 좀 직된 동화 친예바 되게 라데 될래 좀 숨만 하신 어랑 랑기 되게 디조야 아니 아 쳇디기 되게 쳇치미 되게 참마 현라 때네 용괴 용교바 인디 현다 랑 시에데 되니베 대화 친구 쇼요레 랑기 되게 참마 현라 현심젠라 라래바 인디 참바 장원도 길리데 밀리지 두바 이나야 원디 주 원디 주데 추짐 숨고레 추짐 시에데 현라 때네 숨고레 마도 베나 미게 주봉 시요레 미게 주봉 시에데 술라 때네 방고레 스네 현라 방 봉사지 고로 샹라 네츠 미체 삼바치 어 샹라 소 신지 소체바 미체 담 샹라 아니 마치바 밀레 삼바다 어 딘데스 샹라 때네 아니 추짐 숨고와 인디 어 류마기 녜제 돔고와 인디 샹스에데 랑기 아니 쳇디다 치마 탐지기 대위 중궁기 주인장 다 강답자 샹라 젠징 기도와 다야다 젠징 고미에데 다 개청 텔라 때네 드네 닝제다 전주셈 용격이 요래서 어딘데 인자다 삼로 딘데 지땅니 딘이 장주기 쓴 이기 규 딘데 지 거래 어딘데 지 전에다 장주기 쓴 딘이 그놈 사담네 셈버 휴스
So here it's important to see others with affection in order to be able to give rise to this attitude of compassion wherein we want them to be free from their sufferings. If we don't see other sentient beings with a kind of affection or closeness, then we're not going to want them to have happiness or want them to be free from their sufferings. So first we need to sort of level out, see all as equal. Now when we think about it, we naturally have toward our friends, our family, a kind of feeling of closeness, a kind of feeling where we see them with affection. We want good things for them. We want them to be free from their sufferings and so forth. And so we need to generate that kind of feeling toward all sentient beings, extend that out in order to give rise to the kind of compassion, this great compassion that observes all sentient beings, or this attitude of wanting to benefit all sentient beings. We can't give rise to those sorts of attitudes unless we come to first see sentient beings with this kind of affection. Again, we naturally have this toward, say, like if we have like a family and friends and so forth, we feel this toward that kind of being that we feel close to. But here, we need to give rise to this feeling toward all sentient beings. So here again, as it explains in this verse, these are all your kind mothers and fathers. So getting rid of our attachment and aversion, we should cherish those beings and give rise to compassion. So when we come to recognize that all of these sentient beings really have had a relationship with us in the past, we have had this kind of closeness with them, we should, rather than sort of focusing on this life and the attachment or aversion that we might feel, we should instead try to generate this kind of affection. Now, normally, we sort of, toward those that we have aversion toward, we give rise to jealousy and malice and hatred and those kinds of negative attitudes. We hold grudges towards them, we get angry and so forth. And those that we are attached to, we feel this kind of affection, we want good things for them and so forth. But so long as we are distinguishing, so long as we are having attachment toward some and aversion toward others, there's no way to generate this kind of great compassion, this kind of compassion that is the seed of the attitude of bodhicitta. So this is, again, we need to begin with seeing other sentient beings, all other sentient beings, not just those that we feel close to, with this level of affection, the same kind of feeling of closeness that we have toward, say, our mother, our father, our children, our teachers, and so forth. We have to feel that toward all sentient beings. And the way we go about that is by recognizing that they have all acted in this capacity in the past. If we look at previous lives, there's not a single being that we can point to who hasn't acted with this kind of kindness, either as our mother or our father, our good teacher, our friend, and so forth. And so other than not recognizing this, as it says in a sutra, other than not recognizing these other beings as having acted as such, they have all shown us great kindness. It's just a matter of us not remembering it. So having a sort of malicious attitude toward others, or feeling covetousness, feeling jealousy, and so forth, we need to try to get rid of those attitudes based upon getting rid of the kind of attachment toward some and aversion toward others. So again, this comes partly from seeing other beings with this kind of affection, but also by recognizing that other sentient beings are really the source of all of our happiness. So as it says, whatever happiness there is in this world comes from wishing others to have happiness, from working for the benefit of others. And whatever suffering comes in this world comes from wanting happiness for ourselves. So all of the good things, all happiness and pleasure that we experience is dependent upon others. Even something like, say, gaining a high rebirth, a good rebirth as a human or a god, this is dependent upon guarding our ethical conduct. And we do so in relation to others. So we do so by restricting or restraining our body and our speech, as well as working with our mind, in order to not cause harm to others. And so it is in this way we can sort of logically see that every good thing, everything from a good rebirth all the way to Buddhahood, is dependent upon other sentient beings. And in this way, along with a kind of contemplation that they have all shown us great kindness, we should then try to see other sentient beings with this attitude of affection and come to cherish them. These are the sorts of causes that will lead us to give rise to great compassion and in turn bodhicitta. So with that sort of thought, we should set our mind with a sort of bodhicitta So if we don't see that our happiness depends upon others, or that our happiness is connected with others, there's no way that we will be able to really generate this attitude that cherishes and values other sentient beings. If we think like, oh, well, I make my own happiness, it's not dependent upon someone else, it's something that I create for myself. Or we think that, well, someone else might be happy, but that doesn't do anything for me. Or say, if that other person suffers, that doesn't matter to me. If we see ourselves as really like distant and cut off from other sentient beings, lacking in any kind of connection, and really thinking that our happiness is somehow our own, that we are going to get it for ourselves and their happiness is sort of over there, there's no way that we can even get to this attitude of, like, say, equanimity, let alone the kind of great compassion and wish to benefit other sentient beings. It is due to recognizing that our happiness is intimately connected with other sentient beings that we are able able to then recognize the importance of working for the benefit of others. That is what will allow us to generate the sort of mind making effort at compassion and bodhicitta and striving to attain this state of perfect, complete enlightenment where we recognize that we are most able to benefit others. So with that kind of thought, we should set our intention for listening to the teachings. And here getting to the actual sort of body of the teachings, we are here in the ninth chapter of Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. Yeshila always seems to think we've gone farther than we have. He thinks like, oh, we're about to go, or like we're about to finish, and then it's like actually we're way back here. So maybe you did it in your mind. So I think we're on verse 144. So here we are then at this verse 144, this is page 560 in the Tibetan, and this is dealing with the kind of reasoning of dependent origination. Now, a lot of us may have heard of this topic of emptiness. Within Buddhism, emptiness is considered to be like one of the most precious phenomena, the most precious kinds of things, particularly this mind realizing emptiness. That and this attitude of bodhicitta are seen as the two sort of most precious kinds of dharmas, are the mind realizing emptiness, and then this attitude of wishing to achieve enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. So here, in particular, the kind of attitude of, the realization of emptiness that is connected with a desire to be freed from samsara, that is what allows us to get out of samsara. If we don't generate this kind of wisdom realizing emptiness. There is no way to be free. This is the only kind of way that we can find to get out of samsara. And now here, we can talk about how precious emptiness is and how valuable and so forth, but it's not something where we can sort of like, if you say are in front of a statue and you're told, oh, this statue is very precious, you can go in front of that statue and like say make prayers. You don't really need to know a whole history of why the statue is precious maybe, or what makes, you know, how it came to be so precious or whatever. You might just make prayers to that thing and hope for some kind of a sort of good thing to happen. But when it comes to emptiness, we can't sort of just like pray to it, like thinking, oh, emptiness is really precious, okay. But rather, this is something we are striving to generate an understanding, a realization within our own mind. And so this entails investigation, and it entails actually thinking through and using reasoning and logic in order to establish this. And so when it comes to establishing emptiness, generating that realization within our own mind stream, the best sort of reasoning is said to be this reasoning of dependent origination.
Oh yeah, that in the end, then they get tensing, see that, then they get chitamje, then a jungwa dang, carso, then a tuba mato, and it's ranking men, ranking one y tuba, ranking y tuba, see it, then a meba. What that diggy junzente, any chetamje ranshingi meba, ranshingi matuba, tembar matubi junzella, tenje see the cover. Roa ranshingi mete, tenje imichiris, Nanzola tenda ranshingi nang digger. Tombani matopato Ninamitavashi, sugar mik down, ni seven, a conda mik, mania mik mazumbadu, Nanza sama tenje ranshingi tuba janja. Rashinji meba jian nangi yomari titan. Yetet sama Rashinji matubare, Monechan did sama Shogaya, Mik Dani, Tonga, Toba, Katajina, Miki Tongur, Amjo Kogur, Titorgur, Lila Rekja, Nyongur, Tongde, Toba, Tata, Yila Korgur, Dizutama. Monechana Rashinji tuba jia yomari dinana, Rashinji tuba chicken, Mandola Nama dinana, Nimajina, Mik Dawane, Konda, Mik Matumba, Nimagu. Yet, some of them were young, 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 Shinji Lok Opa, Tuba, Nondu Chembo, Tuba Chembo, or Dindiji, you are in Zantini, the Demba Tuba Nang, Nangwala, Yang Demba Tuba Nangi, Rikashemi, Chanju Simba, that you tumba, Demba Tuba Nang Naya, Nangwala, Chama Shapa, Nangwala, Yima Jeva, oh, Tito Nangwata, Tuba, Madu Jeba Chene, Ani. Teacher, now a tar matuba needed zamba, and it tembatubati, nanaya, oh, did now a ta, nan that nangi do de eternity, temba me, yam to juman, she yam to summon, oh, you tamba namla diore. Tamazo tapa namla, tembatuba nan, peshogan gondapa to pen, chazan nangiore, carriage nango, carriage tongue, tongue a turba, summa, similar charm. Rede dinam tembatubati, your marete. Now a tea, Jesus, Zin, now a tell a yichin. Jeppa Kaya, Toba, the Tesson Kaya, yichin, tinny, tea, Jesus, draw. Then it temper to one now yondi, Nimicula tinny, now a tell a tinny, Rankarzure. You do only now a yore, you do me only now a yore, Rankasi now a yore, Rangigasi now a tan, now a drama yodi, this is some temper to a yin, this number. Rang Yidu Mioji Tonga Hajangipe and Tangwaji Yidu Oji Lodiana, what Tempachimba, Tempa One, Tempa to a Shukchimbo Zimba Inza, Hajangi Chapaji. Didn't it chop down his Hajangi Shukchimbo Yedi? Didn't it let some Dini Yongiora, Chardan Latin, less let some Chardan Latin Yongiora, or didn't it Mazule Miki or some D Sagior, or did it in Zanta? Nangwatar matuba yinde, temba matuba yinde, tenje yinbe, chiririsi, tati shengi yu, o tenje ki dunzen la ten, tizu sama temba yu amare yas, Tenpa mebe nganzo la rangshin ji tuba nang na ya nang wa tar yo ma re. Rangshin ji yo ma re. Shen la teo pa tsam re. Tope ya wang ki sha pa tsam re. So o tindri ki ta kowa ji nye pa ina. Ti zi ani chang tang ya chung lu to gire. O tini chang tang chung lu to na le miki wi le sa ya te ya nyung lu to gire. Nganzo ki le ni de chang tang ku kui ne lang sa yo ra. Chang tang chung lu to na le chap chenpo te ya nyung lu to gire. Te nyung lu to na ani te to. Tetu tang on debu kewa jemi debu deyan sangru dhugiru. O dide samlo tang, ra?
So, here, when it comes to understanding emptiness, the reasoning of dependent origination states that all phenomena don't have any kind of true existence or any sort of inherent existence because they are all dependently originated or dependently established. So here, it uses this reasoning of the fact that phenomena don't have, it's establishing that phenomena don't have any kind of inherent or real true existence because they arise due to various causes and conditions or are dependently designated. So here, when objects appear to us, when things appear to us, they appear as though they have some kind of real, true, or inherent existence. So from the moment that we like open our eyes in the morning, everything that we see and everything that we hear, everything that we think, everything we smell and touch and all of that, it appears to us, it appears to our senses, to our mind, as though it had this kind of real, true existence, that it existed in the way that it appears to us. And so here, when we as ordinary beings have these things that appear to us as though they had this kind of real, true existence, that they were really pleasant in the way that they appear to us, or really unpleasant in that way, we mistakenly hold them to actually exist in the way that they appear. And so here, all things, all phenomena, again, from the moment that we open our eyes in the morning till we go to sleep, we see them, they appear to us as though they had this kind of real, true existence. And this is the big mistake that we are making. We are erroneous or mistaken, fallible with respect to the fact that things don't actually exist in the way that they appear. So for sort of holy beings, those who have these kinds of realizations that phenomena are dependently originated or have a realization of emptiness, they recognize that although appearances, things appear in that way, as though they had that kind of inherent existence, they don't grasp at it. They don't sort of follow after it as existing in that way because they recognize that it's like an illusion. Although it appears to be truly, really existent in the way that it appears to us, it doesn't actually have that kind of level of existence. So everything we hear, everything we see, everything we think, all of that, we have this sort of appearance of it being really, truly existent in a certain way. And we have this kind of confidence about that. There's no doubt in our minds, and thereby we follow after. We give rise to attachment to certain things that we view as pleasant. We feel aversion toward those things that we see as unpleasant, thinking that they really are like that. And it is from the reactions of attachment and aversion that we then give rise to karma. We engage in various actions based upon that kind of apprehension of things as having some kind of true existence and the kind of attachment and aversion that arise from that. So when we are able to recognize or at least have some kind of understanding that although all of these things appear as though they were really truly existent, they can't actually exist in that way because they are dependent originations. They are dependently designated, thus that they are only sort of posited by mind. We can't actually find anything that exists like that really truly. So when we have at least a little bit of understanding of that, we are able to lessen the kind of attachment and aversion that we feel, and thereby lessen the karma that we are accumulating. And in this way, eventually get rid of that accumulation of karma altogether. So here, this understanding that things can't have the sort of inherent or true existence that they appear to because they are dependently originated is a very strong kind of reasoning to establish this.
Oh yeah, that means a change in law. That can't she come in ye wa yi tong ju teme na mimba jesu su nyen tang tsung ba tela teni shida yes da 강시 라디 규규라 코아체 로아 다 변한테니 마다 제와들로나 두제단 유구라 소바스 두제기 레단 제부도와 레단 뉴구니 제부체 마릭바단 사변이 주로와 오다 제부 두지기 레테단 스텐데 야라 중니기 남기 아니 니바 두지기 레지요라 데 제부데 규 마릭비 텐데 야라 담보디기 제부로와 오디 제부 두지기 레테단 제부 뉴구라 소바 남스 뉴구라 소비 제부 간식 다 규 마릭바단 규 두지기 규 두지기 레데기 규 마릭바데단 아뉴 뉴구데기 규 사벨라 소비 규 강당 규 강당 강 예와 예나 이제 깨와 통그레스 마릭바 예나 아니 제부 두지 용기요레 사벨 사벨 예나 뉴구 용기요레 마릭바 메나 규 마릭바 메나 제부 두지기 레요 마레 규 사벨 메나 제부 뉴구 용요 디 균제 카레스나 두지에 담 뉴구니데 제부 두제다 뉴구니데 규사벤다 마릭발 뛰어 락래바 딘데 락래바 디 쿠시엔고 대인장 아 제부 디 만족이다 디마 남샤 만족 미즈질라 저는 미 대화다 동아 시에데 규라 락래바레 스그레 아 규대한다 와다 규라 락래바레 마토 파기 라왕경에는 추바지 지에 요 말에 강당 강신을 떼는 추바텔라 라왕기 추바 랑신기 추바 요 말에서 어디기 되어들었다 아 강시 강의 예와 이스디 주 강시 대부 강당 예와 대기 아니 대부대 깨와 통화 주기래 대매나 민바스디 규대매나 아니 대부대 깨와 민바 딘지지레스 아니 딘데인장 최탐제 아니 제마 순예다 레스 빼나 순예나 신레스 예지레 제마레 최탐제 딘데인장 최탐제 제마 시행을 떼네 중화 인장 그 제마레 랑신기 요 말에 덴바투바 말에스 덴바투바 말인 바 제수스 제마 정하지 아니 빼나 순예나 신 순예다 충바스 오 딘데인장 아 텔라 덴바니 치다예스 딘데인장 순예다 최탐제 규단 깨라 락래바 인자 쩨마 빼나 수녜 나신 임바 딘데직라 아니 덴바니 시디 라신기 추바니 카 치다 예스 오다 지금 제바디디
So here then in verse 1:44 there are different sorts of translations of this I'm trying to decide. So it says one thing is seen by its juxtaposition with something else or its connection with something else, but not if that other thing is missing. If something is artificially created like a reflection, how can it be reality or how could it be truly existent? So here, when it comes to one thing, like a result, is seen only in connection with something else, with its particular cause. But if that cause is missing, then you don't see that. So here in the commentary to this in the Tibetan, it says like karmic formations and sprouts and so forth, whatever sort of results we have, they come from their various respective causes, ignorance and seeds and so forth. So like karmic formations, this is the result of ignorance. If one is lacking ignorance, you no longer create those kinds of karmic formations. So here it's establishing that certain results only come about, are only seen to arise in dependence upon their particular causes. If you don't have a seed, you can't get a sprout, for example. And so here it continues by saying that if they don't have their causes, then they don't arise. They are thus fabricated. They're made or sort of created from those particular causes, like a reflection. And so how could there be any kind of true establishment? There isn't. So here, when it comes to all of these various results, we have they are dependent upon their particular causes. They are contingent or dependent upon that cause being there in order for them to come about. So things like, say, human happiness and human suffering, they are all dependent upon various causes and conditions. None of these come about like sort of autonomously. They're not established without any relation to anything else, but are instead contingent, are dependent. And they are thus like sort of fabricated or artificial in the way that there are various things you need to create a reflection. So too, all phenomena are created or sort of fabricated. So therefore, how could there be true establishment? How could there be some sort of real true existence in the way that they appear?
Oh yeah, Gyuma shepa shi tenri ki taji chawa tuba res kang de chik tuwa. Sikche kama gyume tuba kang yin dan gyu nam ki ni tu kang tuba teni kang ne awan tu jing kang tuyang tuwa me se ki sikche chik tuwa. Gyuma shepa cikang shi de ki tenri ki taji chawa tuba res tenri ki taji chawa siti nyugu chipe na nyugu chi jen tenpar me te tenri yin mi chi tenri yin na tenpa me pa te tenri yin na tenpa me pa yin mi chawa te 되게 직제 되게 쉐바레스 뭐 걔네 깜바 체다 숨지 있으니 걔네스디 다 간식 다 드린 게 고주에 돼 간식 간다 녀와 이 된다 먼저 되셔야 돼 통주되는 때문에 봐 예수 디바도 깜바 니다 체가 로라 체다 숨라나 깜바 체다 숨라나 니다 체가 숨으래
아멘
체다 숨라 체다 니 체다 숨라나 숨다 체가 숨이요 말해 하고서 나도 가가 배가 나는데 대화 체다 제 레이도 체다 제라는 듄다 체가 쓰고라 하고 하디 호디직 바래 어가 되네 깜바 체다 숨기라나 예 체다 숨라나 니다 체가래 니다 체가래 카레스나 가시 강다 녀와 이 통화 통주 되는 데미바 제수 우세데 디기 어 다 체가 배데다 바래 친니디 바도기 댄직 당스 댄직 당스 다 되네 디기 댄직 댄바레스 댄제이 뭐데 댄직 대화 체담제 댄직 대화 좀 하대 댄바레스 다 되네 체기 빼담스디 수년 당 충바라디기 체가 되기 상마 체가 되기 빼 댄바레스 아니 탐에 탐자 댄노 탐에 탐자라디 텔라 댄이 갈라예스디 댄바니 댄바르 메데스예데 디기 탐아 되기 댄바레스 강라 따지도와 랑신지 메데 댄제이 미치 빼나 수년 싱스 다지 그 강라도와
제가 담아 어디기 랑신지 메데 댄제이 미치를 댄제이 나 랑신지 댄제이 나 댄바르 메비 차와데 강기 측제 되기 강바시기 되에 때 아니 가사 어 강바치다 숨기 댄직데 댄제이 미 댄제이 미치를 세 댄데 되에 때 아니 강바 체가기 빼데 때 수년 당 충바 나에 되기 빼데 때
안 텔라테니 칼라예스 디 담자암 줍제 댐바레스 댐바르메 데레 야 단디 인진나의 곱셰 자신이 있는
야 히스 인진나의 곱셰 자신이 있는 half and three okay so then here it turns in the commentary by Geltepje to sort of dividing these into the various parts. So this verse, actually going back to verse 143, where it says, "You should deeply investigate whatever is created by an illusion and whatever is created by causes. Whence does it come and where does it go?" So here, and this in English may get a little bit strange with the sort of divisions of things, but that verse is actually establishing the sort of pervasion between the thesis to be established that things are lacking in any kind of true or inherent existence, and that if they are lacking in inherent existence, that's because they're dependently originated. So the reason is dependent origination that's being put forth, and one needs to establish the kind of pervasion between the fact that whatever is dependently originated doesn't have inherent existence. And so that's what's being established in verse 143. And then it turns to, and there's a really weird way of saying in Tibetan, they say, if they say half and three, that actually means two and a half rather than three and a half. If you put the half before the number, so I don't know who came up with that idea, but the next two and a half verses, or two and a half lines, then put forth the actual syllogism itself. So one thing is seen by its juxtaposition with something else, but not if that other thing is missing. I don't know, it doesn't quite work in the English. The next would be then, if something is artificially created. So here, that's sort of, again, establishing that whatever has a cause, whatever is dependently originated, can't exist sort of in isolation by itself, but rather is therefore something that is dependently originated, doesn't have the sort of true or inherent existence. And then we give the example, like a reflection. And so and then finally, at the end of that, the last line conveys the sort of thesis, what is to be established. So how can it be reality, or how could it be truly existent, these things that are artificially created or dependently originated, like reflections, how could they be truly existent?
Oh yeah, that jebar sheba tena jubi nam shele sheba chawos. Tane uma jubu gomba rapsa tu lo na tini, ta yapo kogi resu. Tende na uma ki ta ti junzen na ta teme ten la pepe rigba ta ta kare shibshin chawade. Ta pe gomba rapsa yapo ji lobchong chebay na tini, one kuwa nyegire, tongban yegi kuwa nyegire. Oh, gomba rapsa ta go resu.
So if one wants to know extensively this kind of reasoning and so forth, then one should look in the great commentary to the Entry to the Middle Way. So De Lama Tsongkhapa's Illumination of the Thought presents very clearly the sort of reasonings that establish this. So if you are interested in learning more deeply, one should study well, particularly De Lama Tsongkhapa's Illumination of the Intent, the commentary on Entry to the Middle Way.
Oh yeah, that dash out thing.
So we'll stop there for today then. Sikje chik dosa.
Ha, to do. Do you da?
Cheo yong marin.
Cheo yong.
We're not in any hurry to finish this text.
Yeah.